Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Bobby Moore as a Jeff Hurst, the Trevor Brookin and Billy Bones, a Paolo Di Canio, a West Ham United. We celebrate our victories, we stick together in defeat. I'm proud of our history, the West Ham United, more than just a podcast.
Good afternoon, good evening, or good morning. Welcome back to More Than Just a Podcast. It is season 13. It is episode 4. If you've not heard episode 3, which is our spectacular episode covering the Bournemouth game and transfer news, go back and listen to episode 3. If not, listen to episode 4 now, and you've been waiting to hear. We're going to open Nigel talking about what happened at the zoo. But before that, hello, Nigel, where are you? What are you doing?
I'm in my shed. Deleting emails. What was that board?
Kenny Townland, where are you? What are you doing?
I'm at home, still doing the pub with you.
Yeah. Nigel, what happened at Colchester Zoo?
There may be a funny twist to it. I don't think I've told you, boys. It's one of those moments where you sort of feel affirmed in doing what you do. So I went to Colchester Zoo Thursday for the granddaughters because it was her actual birthday. So I went to the party and with all the family, it was about 11 of us, and we stopped for a picnic and it was mobbed out the zoo, and this boy tapped me on the shoulder. And he didn't have great speech. He was about 18. And from his speech, obviously, I didn't know how to look at him. I'd seen him walking around with like a group of other children with or young adults with disabilities. So that they had like, carers with them as such. And he couldn't really talk, but he was pointing at his phone. And at first I thought he was lost and asking me something. And basically what he said was, "Is this you?" And he had typed out on his phone, "Claret and booze."
Oh.
And I looked at it, and I looked and thought, wow, yeah. And he was like, he was really happy. And he hugged me and everything. And he did the cross stammers, which I didn't do back. But
why
anyway.
Not?
He sort of said as best as he could. I asked him what his name was, and he had to type his name out for me. And it was Daniel. And I wished him well and everything.
What did he think of Nick?
Well,
who was his favourite presenter?
This may be where it gets a bit stranger. He then sent a message and everything. And Nick said to him, "Oh, did you meet Nigel?" And he said, "Yeah, I love you. I think you're brilliant." To Nick. And then I did say to Nick, "Nick, I think you need to sort yourself out, mate, because I'm possibly thinking now he thought I was you." because Daniel's obviously had seen me on Claret and Booze.
Yeah.
And whether he'd got confused, I'm definitely not the mad one.
He's the other tubby one.
So when he asked if it was you, was he typing
That's
on
what
the phone?
He said, no, he sort of mumbled, "Is this you?" in the best way that he could speak. But right. He'd already typed out Claret and Booze.
Right. Could he spell condescending?
I don't think I can, mate. So...
Can you?
No.
No, I'm asking Len. Can he spell condescending?
Yeah. CONDESCENDING.
Oh, well done.
I couldn't tell you if that was right or wrong, but anyway, it sounds right to me. Condescending. So.
Anyway, it's not a.
But it's one of them where you think it's quite humbling when people, someone comes up to you like that, especially in front of your family, are all looking, going, "What's all that about?"
Yeah. Why is my husband talking to a kid?
Yeah, like 18. He's a teenager, and it was like, oh, he'd seen me on YouTube, and they'll go, "Ooh." Bloody West Ham.
You should have stayed last night, because Nick was talking before I came on, and you probably was listening to.
I was listening before you came on.
How Harry Maguire wasn't coming; he was going to Aston Villa, and you know, Moyes takes his number and everything. And I came on and just
he said you cheered him up,
and he then went, "Well, fuck, you've really cheered me up. Like, that will learn me to bring you on."
Yeah.
No, it's why I'm miserable all the time.
Yeah, I know. Anyway.
I did point out to Nick.
Come.
That you should have remembered my rule, Nick, when I first joined Claret and Boo's Facebook group.
With no Sean Whetstone.
No Sean Whetstone. I'll only be a member if there's no Sean Whetstone. And he went, but this weren't Facebook.
Quite like Nick, you know. You know where you are with Nick. He's refreshingly... I just wonder, we talked about this the other day, what will Nick do when Moyes is not around anymore? His whole persona has been, you know...
Well, Sean, we've often wondered what you'd do if Sullivan were around anymore.
Well,
you
know that, soon.
You know that, you know, and we were talking about this the other day, you know, the house of cards falls in, doesn't it? You know, but there you go. Anyway, we don't talk about how sausages are made. We are going to have a question time, which probably is going to be quite a long one since you put the question up ages ago. So it's time for this. Facebook, Twitter, question time. Where you, the 4 million listeners on Spotify, get to ask us the... three presenters, questions. I mean, 4 million is a lot of listeners, isn't it, Nigel?
Yes.
Loads.
It's also a number I made up.
Not. Are you done there with the intro?
Yeah, I have.
All right. So, earlier on More Than Just a Podcast Facebook group, so if you want to put a question in, check it out, people, More Than Just a Podcast on Facebook.
Go on, tell me how many there are, just so I can manage my expectations.
1,500 members on Launch's podcast. Which is a lot more than we ever used to have for years.
How many comments are there?
Oh, 20-odd.
Oh, right, not too bad.
So, no. Next up, is a general more important than a colonel, or is a colonel more important than a general? Ooh.
I think a general is more important than a colonel.
A general is definitely more important.
So first up is General Richard Kemp. I'm going to upgrade him because obviously the Richard Kemp I remember was a soldier who used to appear on the BBC every time they want to talk about soldiering things. So obviously I don't want to like downgrade him, but we've got Colonel Sanders. And I think, you know, I don't want people to share names. So Richard the General Kemp. Evening all, he says. Trailing through social media at the weekend, you'd think we got relegated Saturday. Since when was an away point in the Premier League such a disaster?
When you could have had three.
Yeah. Question for the Stooge. That's you, Sean. Transfers out, brackets, millions. Rice, 105. Vlasic, 10. Skamaka, 21. Total, 136.
Yeah.
Transfers in, JWP, he's put 35. That ain't right, 20, is it?
27.
All right. Alvarez is put 35.
32.8.
So add your two together.
I don't know what I said. What's that? 60 million. God. 60 yeah. million.
Well, all right. So rumoured and frugal summer kitty of 50 million following Europa set.
No, there wasn't success. Any. You know this, and I wrote about this on 6 Foot Two. There was no kitty. It was zero. We were allowed to spend what we got in. Which, if we go by your
Hold up. And I'd beg to differ. Are you saying that we won a European trophy? And I know there's less money in it. Don't get me wrong. We probably earned more money for getting to semi-final in the Europa League than we did. But we've gone through Europe, had sellouts at home.
Yeah.
Yeah, so ticketing and everything else. All right, I get it. We didn't finish so well in the Premier League, but we still finished in lower to mid-table or the Premier League with the money. Are you telling me that if we hadn't sold Declan Rice, that we would have had no transfer money?
That's what I'm telling you, yes.
Oh, mate.
But we knew we were going to sell him, so it's slightly irrelevant. But no, I said, and I told you at the time on the podcast, and no one believed me, our budget was outbound sale. And, you know, now, you know, if Pukatar goes, we could have 200 in that kitty now.
Well, hopefully they'll save that. So basically, he then says we should still have circa 116 million to spend on new players.
Yeah, agreed.
He said with Lanzini and Arthur also off the payroll and Creswell soon to join them.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, agreed. This is where he goes. With these kind of finances, we should be shopping for a top-draw striker. It appears our only targets now are last-minute bids for mid-range players no one's ever heard of.
Well, I think you've answered your own question earlier in episode 3, which is what?
I don't know.
Players for Moyes for his final year. Let's get through this season getting relegated, and let's leave the money to invest in a new manager that is slightly more progressive, is my supposition.
Right. He's got two questions, yeah?
Go on.
One is, has the club actually tried to sign a top striker? Don't be silly. And two, which striker does the pod think we should be going all out to sign? One thing I would say is to this is, he uses the word top striker.
Yeah.
Now, I always laugh when West Ham fans have this vision, and I don't know if it's me belittling West Ham or whatever, but why do they think top players are going to come and join us?
Yeah. Well, Scott McTominay.
Especially a striker.
Yeah.
You know, Scott McTominay and Colin Gallagher. There's two that turned us down.
Colin Gallagher.
Connor Gallagher.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Do you have a striker out there that you'd like us to sign?
Well, let's have a look. Who's the top strikers in Bundesliga? Who's Vincio Grifo? Who's he?
I don't know.
Nor do I. I'm just looking at Jonas Hoffman. Borussia Mönchengladbach.
Mönchengladbach.
What are they called? Gladbach.
Mönchengladbach.
München.
Yeah. Borussia.
Yeah.
You know what Borussia was?
No, tell me.
It was an old name for Germany.
Yeah, no, let's not get German strikers because I can't pronounce the names.
You struggle with English ones.
Oh, that's true. Look, I don't know. If we're getting the Pearl Diver, you know, one would think the real strikers we want are ones we've never heard of. You know, we want either those pearls from Bundesliga or France or et cetera that can make the jump up to the Premier League.
It is funny because I think when you look around, and I don't know what our football's got to this, but there's a lack of great strikers throughout football now.
Yeah. I would still have Callum Wilson. If we're looking for a player, I know he's 31 years old, but if we're talking a player to get us through a year... he scores goals. He knows where goals are. I would have Callum Wilson.
He'd get a goal, wouldn't he? I mean, he got a goal at the weekend. He came off the bench, didn't he? They've obviously got Isaac.
I would have Callum Wilson for a year to get us through the transition year with David Moyes. But he's not really a David Moyes player, is he?
Well, no, he's a striker.
Very good. By the way...
Is Mick Lynch a West Ham fan?
Just to go back to this colonel, you've got major, captain, then major, lieutenant colonel, and then above colonel, you've got brigadier general, major general, lieutenant general, and then general. So a colonel is quite a long, a colonel is way down in the ranks.
No.
General's the top. So
Special colonel, especially Colonel Sergeant.
But it's not an army podcast. I know there's a few people from the army. And I feel we should have mentioned, we only mentioned captain. Below the captain is first lieutenant and second lieutenant. So big shout out to those as well.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
It's not an army podcast. So.
No, thanks for that. Where's corporal then?
Oh, that's at the bottom.
It's
no, Lance Corporal's at the bottom.
I don't think a corporal is
private. Will be
I'm going to get in trouble.
We're talking
this.
About army, right?
Yeah, we're talking.
Well, I made it up the staff sergeant in the boys' brigade,
well done,
which was four stripes. But they only did that because I got to a certain age, and then afterwards they fought better, and they actually then normally you keep progressing. If you want to then like look after the younger kids and help bring them through as a mentor, you get to stay. When I got to 19, it was Nige, you need to leave now.
Oh, and I which,
yeah,
I right. forgot you in the British Army, you got Field Marshal above General as well.
Oh, right.
Yeah, General Haig become Field Marshal.
And I don't think I mentioned Brigadier just in
so
case.
So did Monty, when he went Monty, yeah. Field Marshal,
Brigadier above Colonel.
Yep.
Yeah, all right.
It's not so. A Army podcast.
No. Yeah. I don't think, by the way, going back to your corporal, not an officer rank. Sorry.
I think Mr. Kinch, Father Kinch, Chris puts right.
What is Chris? What rank is he?
Reverend, I think.
No, yeah, but he's got, I think he's a, isn't he a colonel?
No, I don't think he is.
I'm going to look that up.
All right. You look that up. Next up, one of our favourite Canadians. It's Palumi Ogaluna. He says, hello.
Hello, Palumi.
He says, speaking of transfers, it's a good question. How many of our current 18 are like that? Because that always seems to feature. Do you think we'll be at the club in 2 years? And he's gone for Alvarez and Obama. That's your lot. Where will we be in 2 years?
I don't think that far ahead.
It depends, really, isn't it? But, I mean, Areola. In 2 years' time, I think possibly. If a Gerd plays like he did at the weekend, we'd probably keep him. a Gerd, I don't know, Kufal or
something. Oh, I don't think a Gerd will be around.
Well, not if he keeps putting in performance like he did at the weekend. Right, okay. Next up, big friend of the show. It's the Frenchman himself, from Guernsey, the Jersey hammer, Ian Wiley.
Hello, Ian.
I've just managed to insult lots of different people.
You're right, Ian.
How you doing, Ian? Hi, all. And I hope you're doing well, son. I hope everything's okay. I know we text and everything. And he did enjoy my picture of Voldemort I sent him. With Moyes insisting players need time to get used to the Premier League, how long before James Ward-Prowse gets his debut? He says, will it be October? And he's glad that we're back. Ward-Prowse, though, should come straight in, are we thinking?
I'm hoping he'll be straight in. He's got to be a Moyes signing, hasn't he? Mm.
Well, in set pieces, of course he is.
We didn't really cover it. I mean, when you look at the midfield that he had, Pakatar, Souček, and Fornals, with the signing of Alvarez and Ward-Prowse, where do they fit in? Where does Ward-Prowse fit in? Who loses out? Fornals? Is it Benny? Has he had enough of Benny?
Nah, Paquette will be gone, mate.
You think?
Yeah. He'll be gone.
Pakatar, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, don't care what his name is after this week.
He might stay.
Nah, I can't see it.
We'll see.
Can't see it.
Anyway, good to hear from you. We'll be in touch soon. Next up, it's Chris Williams. Willie.
Hello, Chris Williams.
We'll now call him. Evening, says Willie. With the arrival of Ward-Prowse, what previous double-barreled players have you enjoyed watching at West Ham? And that's a good question. Have we had any double barreled names?
Oh, one's on the tip of my tongue.
I can think of one. You had the same first name as me.
Nigel Riococca, I suppose it is.
Oh, Riococca.
Oh, no, yeah. I was thinking Winterburn.
Hey.
Actually, I didn't mind Riococca.
All right.
Can't think of any others.
There was one.
No.
I might be getting mixed up with one of them in the under 23s.
No.
I can't remember. It's pointless asking me for names.
If you remember, well, it's pointless asking Sean for names, to be fair. Yeah. He's like a goldfish. Adam Leverbarrow, your mate Sean, obviously.
Yeah. Thanks for doing my.
This is Sean's gimp, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's not my gimp.
He's your bitch. Yeah. He didn't mind. He likes being called your bitch. Oh, Jesus Christ. Really?
I prefer minion, but welcome to the club, Ad. Evening, gents.
His yellow cards are wiped out, but I've got a funny feeling he's going to get one straight away.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
He's kicking the ball out of play.
He said, firstly, he wants to congratulate me for my West Ham tour on YouTube. I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was good to know more about the club we love. Question he does say is how do we feel about the potential of a 3-5-2 formation that Moyes could be using?
Well,
5-3-2, as I will see it.
3-5-2?
Never happening.
It's the two at the front I don't get. When was he ever... He struggles to play one sometimes.
Tony Gale said this, actually. Somewhere.
What
mentioned
did
might be two up front.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't see, what Antonio started, wasn't it? What did Ings come on for Antonio, did he?
Yes.
I see. Danny Ings went to head the ball and totally missed it.
Yeah.
Or he did. I don't know what he was doing.
Well,
he's got nothing to protect there, has he? Well, I suppose it's investment, isn't it?
I've come up with another double-barreled West Ham.
Go on.
Abdullah Dayang Faye. Yeah.
Right. You're looking it up and you don't even remember him, aren't you?
No, I do remember him. But he was at the turn of when
who was the one
Sullivan
that was called the
over.
Wardrobe?
It was him, wasn't it?
He came from Stoke.
Yeah.
On a free.
No, the wall joke.
For Sam Allardyce.
Falling, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Booper Diop.
Yeah, Booper Diop. I liked him.
Is that double barreled?
Well, Booper Diop. I don't know.
Does he need a hyphen?
Well, weren't Booper Diop. I thought Booper Diop was his surname, like double barreled surname.
Anyway, if you think of any double barrel names, West Ham players. That we haven't mentioned.
Let's
except those. Write in.
Write in and tell us.
Steve Tom... D.F. It's not Def. It's D.F.
D.F. Well, yeah, because there's a little accent.
Asterisk, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Not asterisk. Apostrophe.
Yeah. What did I call it? Accent. It ain't an accent. Yeah. Accent's above the letter, isn't it?
That's right.
Tom Devlin. The devil himself. Tom. Evening, chaps, says, do you think after Cup success and the club being on a high would have made the perfect time to change the manager?
Yes.
Yes.
I know it seemed crazy to the outside world replacing the manager that just led us to our first trophy in so long. But he then says, our league form for 18 months can't be disguised and was papered over by the Cup success.
Yes.
The way he changed our tactics instantly after going ahead this weekend, Fat Sam-esque, quite clearly shows he's holding us back.
Yep.
And cost us the win.
Yep.
I can't accept that we should appreciate the away point. You should always appreciate an away point.
Don't buy.
He said when all three were up for going, because it's still an appreciation. If we'd have been attack-minded more, we could still have lost.
We could still have drawn.
Yeah,
we did draw. The point then.
Yeah, but that's
what I'm
saying.
You might as well fucking go for it and get a draw.
Yeah, but you might have lost.
You fucking Bellen, you just contradicted yourself.
Oh, here we go. It's taken us an hour and a bit, and Len has lost it.
There we
go. No, why? Because Tom's making a great point. Please carry on with Tom's brilliant point.
I was pleasantly surprised with how we performed and was happy to see Souček have a good game.
And me.
He says maybe Rice going will free him up to get back to the form 2 seasons ago. My theory, Tom.
There's no theory, though. You can't. You haven't got science theory. Tell us the fucking theorem then, if it's a fucking theory.
Well, the theorem.
Tell us the theory.
Rice nullified Suchek's forward thinking.
That's not the fucking theory. That's just an opinion. I want to know why.
Why? Because Moyes said Moyes wanted to pound at the Rice, so he didn't throw his toys out the pram and leave. And that's why. I don't know why.
I do remember Suchek getting up a few times and being really fucking bad, actually. When you take that out of his game, there's not much to see, is there?
No, not really. But that's the thing. You don't really. He's not a ball playing midfielder. He's not a cultured midfield player.
No.
And I get it in a way that, you know, YouTubers and others go, he's not really someone that we pay our money to watch, is it?
No.
We would pay our money to watch Pat Qatar.
We pay our money to watch someone else.
Well, I pay our money to watch whoever they put out, frankly. That's the way I see it. And
we ain't got
then
much
again,
choice.
People, that's why I give them the least amount possible, because that's all they give me back.
And that's what you've done, Len, and that's what John's done.
Yeah, there you go. I'll give it a couple of years. Sean, you'll be up there, don't worry.
No, I won't. You'll come down again.
I ain't coming down.
You're going to come and see your mate, you know, in my seat on... I've just sent him his tickets today.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
The money he paid for him.
What?
Dear.
Face value, mate. That's face value.
I know. I just find it funny that he spends, he goes to half the games that I go to and spends double the money.
Well, funny you should say, because the reason he wasn't going to go, he was offered
tier one seats. I know.
And it was going to cost him over a oneer.
For one game.
So I charged him face value of what the and by the way, face value of what I paid for my ticket divided by 19. I'm not doing. I would have got more if I'd sold them on.
No, you're all arts, Sean.
On ticket exchange, because it's a category A game, and I was sold it more, and I got more money in my account. But
money you're making,
you know,
out
what?
Of Twitter, you could let him have.
I was thinking.
I did a favour to Paul.
Yeah. Ask Paul Nolan how much he paid for sitting with me twice last season.
Nothing. I know you probably don't charge anything.
See? Father Chris Kinch.
Oh, Colonel.
Stand at attention. Right, he's by your beds. Evening all, he's got another one. Any possibility of us signing a striker? But he thanks us for the podcast.
Chris.
Short,
no,
sweet. I like it, Chris. No.
Lovely.
That's the answer.
No one.
Next up, Sean, mate of yours.
Ooh, which one?
Flo Rida.
Oh, hey!
Here we go. Flo Rida Hammer. Greetings, gentlemen. First of all, kudos. I don't know if he's dropping hints. On coming back for another season and providing us supporters with an amazing pug. He's a bit of an arse licker, isn't he, old Flo Rida, anyway. It is clearly a godsend for the overseas supporters that crave anything and everything West Ham United. But your ex-Pat coming from Barking, Flo, he's got a question.
Right.
Do you believe West Ham's reputation for the poor pursuit and retention of strikers under the current regime has irreparably harmed the club's reputation, not just in Europe, but worldwide, as such a making our pursuit of new strikers virtually impossible? Brady out.
Yeah. And if you talk about them, that regime, which is 13 years old now, there's probably no player playing who has seen us, no striker playing, has seen us do well with a striker or play attractive football.
Mm.
You know, this is going to have a lasting legacy. I mean, we can't keep this tradition about a team that wants to play good football forever. Because for almost as long, we've been a team that plays awful football. When are people going to say that about us? When does that stick?
Yeah.
When do we lose the mantle about, you know, liking good football? You know, worth thinking about. Balled out.
Could you accept playing, like, an entertaining brand of football, but being in the Championship?
Yeah.
I could also accept boring football if we kept winning, but it doesn't work.
No. I mean, I could accept, like, doing a Leeds. It wouldn't bother me whatsoever.
No, me neither.
Interesting, a friend of mine's a Southampton and at work, and, you know, they won narrowly, but then they drew 4-4 in the week. And he said, you know, goals are fun, right? You know, he's quite, he's, you know, James Ward-Prowse is dead to him, but he's...
Oh.
He's pragmatic and says, you know, we're going to win some games, a bit like we said before. We're going to win some games playing in the Championship, you know.
Mm.
It is good to win every week. I mean, you know, it financially it's atrocious, but, you know, I had some fun in the Championship. I really have, yeah. You know.
Yeah.
Do you not agree?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I just, you know, it's the thing, I've not really covered it, but I'm getting... further detached from the fan base, and I don't know if I've stopped really paying attention a lot to social media now. I don't post on Twitter half as much, don't read it up as much on Facebook or whatever, because frankly the way the fan base has gone, and I, you know, even to the point those gonna go to the games, like the away game fans that you know, when they post or see a few faces that definitely didn't have any points at the weekend, like it's some like thing, and I'm thinking, who the fuck are you? You know, how far back do we want to go then? Because am I entitled to say to someone that weren't born, didn't see you in Sunderland in 1988 when we were winning, on a Tuesday night, or didn't see you in Newcastle in 1987? You know, how far do you want to go? You know, I was talking with an old-time West Ham fan the other day, and I've been to West Ham games where there was probably 500 West Ham fans there. So this modern thing of... I honestly do believe that a lot of it with some of them is it's almost become like a working-class form of Henley. You know, where the toffs go to be seen, not because they like the rowing.
Yeah.
You know, let's go to Cows Week. It's a must-do event on the social calendar. Do you like sailing? No. It's like all them that go skiing but don't fucking ski. They go to the clubbing and everything else.
Yeah, pray ski.
Yeah. So, and that's what going, in some sections, that's what going to an away game with West Ham. It's become about being seen there, not actually just going there to watch a game of football.
Yeah, that's why I don't go to gigs anymore.
Yeah.
We're not... It's the phone thing.
Yeah, put your phones down.
People always say to me, assume that I went to see Maiden this year, but I didn't want to go. Because the last few times I've gone, it's people like ticking their bucket list.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You know, I've got to see Maiden. And it's not the same kind of... You used to have a rattle singing on... It's just not the same anymore.
I've gone to concerts. I mean, I've taken short videos. How people stand there and film a whole song, I don't know. I might hold my phone up just to get a glimpse and whatever of the crowd, and like for about a minute, and that's your lot. Because I want to enjoy the music. I just want to enjoy the being here. I don't know. I'm just old and all.
Yeah, we like it, yeah.
Brady out. Now, Roy Lovelock, first time post.
Ooh.
So, I'm going to go for...
Delta Chi Tai name.
Yeah, I'm going for Roy Love the Locksmith.
It's a tough, isn't it, Lovelock?
Well...
Linda Lovelace, I'm thinking.
Well, yeah, but I've just thought Locksmith... like apt in a way.
Rat Roy the Boy. Shit.
Nah, that's a, everyone's
Roy. All right, you can have your bit of love then. Go on.
Thank you. Roy Love the Locksmith. So Roy the Locksmith says, first time post. He's a long time listener. Be nice. I hope you like it, Roy.
Well, you got your first name. That's not too bad. Yeah.
Has anyone had any good questions? Sean, get on the case, yeah? You ready? You listening? Because this is for you. Has anyone had any word from the club regarding smart card tickets? Do you know if we need to reapply or are last year's tickets still being reused? Awesome podcast. Come on, you Irons.
When you say smart card, you mean the plastic cards?
Yeah.
If you'd asked me before this, I'd have asked.
Right, can you find
Nick.
Out?
Yeah, I'll ask Nick.
So send an email and ask.
I will send it now.
There may be a few other people that would like to know the answer.
Who? Like who?
Me.
Oh, right, yeah. Fine. Right, let me let me email the head of ticketing.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, Roy, hopefully I'll get you an answer and I'll put it on here so you get to see it. Next up, Duncan Boys. He's just an M away from being Moyes.
Yeah.
He said, was Christian Daly really the love of our lives? And do we still want curly hair?
No, it weren't mine at all. Wasn't a fan, I'm afraid.
Yeah. Well, the way my barnet's going, I just like hair. I don't know. Was Christian Daly the love of your life, Sean?
No.
No.
I like him. Like, let him shag my wife.
Would you?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
not you, the one you're with.
What one? No, the one you divorced.
Yeah, that one.
All right. Yeah. The real wife. Anyway, it's Jason. Back to the 70s house. He's popped up. Evening, gents. He's got a question that we have already answered, though, Jace. Would you take Lingard on a pay-as-you-play deal?
I was thinking Edo. Do you remember when we paid him
a grand a week?
£1,000 a week.
We were still ripped off.
Yeah, I know.
And didn't he have a goal bonus?
Yeah, he did, yeah.
And he missed that penalty.
Yeah.
Anyway, him and John Radford, they go down as like classics. Next up, Hobayus. It's the Maid Marian of Williams, the Welsh wizard of Herefordshire. Old Appy Chops himself. He says, oh, boyos, I've not been following the football over the summer. I have a few questions, boyos, to help me catch up. Question one, is the Rice saga over?
Yes. What does that mean?
Well, is it over? Yeah, he's gone to Arsenal.
Yeah.
Two, is Dodsey still your roving reporter?
Yes.
Yes, he is. Despite a few transfer requests, I think we've kept him for another
year.
Who the fuck wanted Dodsey?
The people, you know.
We put up his away day roundup, ramble, on 6'2" yesterday.
Yeah, well done. Is the Stooge still eating his way around Europe?
I will be. I haven't had a holiday for a whole 4 weeks, so I didn't go away for the whole of July, I don't think. Did I? Well, not abroad anyway. But I am going to Spain next week. And I will be eating my way through Spain and the Costa del Sol.
The nice international break, I'll be in Japan.
Oh, yes, you will. Excellent. Nice. Yes. Episode 3 is up, by the way. 279 days to go, it's called. It's up now.
Thank you very much.
Wow.
Question 4, is Nigel still arguing the actual date the club was founded? I don't argue it, I know it.
The club. Ah, here we go. The club. Which club? Yeah.
Well, West Ham United. That's the team I support.
You don't support Thames Ironworks?
Well, they were dissolved in June 1900.
How about Swift Castles or whatever they're called?
Well, they stopped in 1895.
Oh, yeah. So a little bit ageist, are we?
Well, you know. Why do we not recognise the role then of the Castle Swifts?
Yeah.
Or Old St Luke's.
Yeah, Old St Luke's.
Old St Luke's Swifts that merged with.
We should put all of these in our name and our badge. And so, we should have this massive badge that includes all of it.
So should we not have a Swift flying over a castle?
Yeah, agreed. Let's I'm going to start a committee and a group to campaign for that.
So Old Castle Swifts was part of the Castle Line shipping.
Do you know what? You're the first person to tell me that.
There you go. And they were owned by a man, I think, called Curry, who donated a trophy to South Africa.
He went on to sell TVs, didn't he?
No. Oh. He donated a trophy to South Africa sport that's still played today. It's called the Curry Cup, and it's their rugby union trophy. There you go.
Okay.
Tenuous link to West Ham, people. But they used to play at Hermit Road, if people were wondering, before...
Oh, is that in your YouTube? I haven't watched your YouTube yet, but obviously I've been on the... I did my own video, which I gave you and never used, but you did this other video.
Well, I might get to it, because I've actually kept it. But
did you?
Yeah. And actually, Sean, tell a lie. If you watch it, you may spot one little clip of yours.
Oh, really? Excellent. I will watch it now.
So just to use, like... 10 seconds of your clip.
Which bit was it?
When we was in the Memorial Gardens. Because your 10 seconds was better than anything we had done.
All right, fair enough.
We were talking about it.
Do I get credit at the end?
No. No. You're fucking... anyway. 5, is Len still angry?
Always.
Yeah, there you go. 6, will there be a fight this year between the Stooge and the Mountain Tool and who's got the biggest ego?
Oh.
Ooh. No, he's one of my minions.
There you go. And finally, back to the rice saga. Do you eat yours hot or cold?
Hot. The rice is. Who would eat cold rice unless it's rice pudding? Yeah, it's all
right. The next day.
Rice pudding?
I like a bit of ambrosia, cold from the can.
I don't mind ambrosia.
Yeah. Do you have a bit of jam in the middle?
Yeah, that's quite nice. A little bit of jam. I'm gonna, you know, rice is not dead to me. I'm gonna send you where I am now.
Right.
I might put it up on Facebook as well. But I am sending a picture.
Oh no!
Why? What would you reckon I'm gonna show?
I don't know. It's obviously something gonna get my nerves because it was dead to me while he was fucking here. So I'm not really gonna enjoy this. Picture.
Have a look at that.
Where is it? What am I looking
at? I can't look at it because I might lose where I am on Facebook.
All right.
You look at
it. You tell me what it is.
Martin Rose Sports says, evening all, what's the position with coaching staff? 2 have left.
We talked about this on the last podcast. Chap from Henry Newman. And some Spanish chap who we don't know the name of.
Yeah.
So
who coached at a club that the Zulus chanted when they attacked the Welsh.
Yeah. Get Taffy.
Get Taffy. Ding-a-ling.
Hello, Stuart.
He wants to know, anyone else buzzing for the first home game yet? No?
You buzzing, Nigel?
I'm not. Yeah, that was you, wasn't it?
The moment he said buzzing.
Buzzing. How does a footballer get to use buzzing. The word buzzing now? I'm buzzing.
They're fucking idiots. Told you.
My God. Can you imagine Billy Bonds ever going, oh, I'm buzzing?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Bzz, bzz.
Yeah.
So did you see the picture now?
Yeah, brilliant.
You see, funny enough, when it's your painting, it's all right.
Yeah.
I've still got the big picture. It's just not him, though, is it? To our listeners of Declan Rice kissing the trophy. It dominates the study I'm in now. And it just brings so much colour.
You having a bank holiday, Sal, Lynn?
When's bank holiday?
Next Monday. Not the coming Monday. Well, not the 2 weeks today, basically.
No.
Oh, right.
I don't think so.
I bet since he's gone, that print has not sold one.
Don't feel the need to have a bank holiday sale?
I sold one.
That's what they all the top things do, isn't it? They have a bank holiday sale.
I'm a thing, am I?
Well, you know, like that's what like all these shops and big brands have, isn't it? Don't forget, get your bank holiday sale.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You know, you want to buy a sofa, get your bank holiday sale. You want a new kitchen, get down to B&Q.
It's not MFI, you know.
You want to buy some prints.
He's not Wilco.
There's a bank holiday sale.
He's not in administration or anything.
Well, I was just wondering.
He's a just-in-time model, you know?
Yeah.
Supply and demand. Where the mistake you make, Nigel, is the old-fashioned thing of where you've got excess stock, which you need to sell off to bring new stock in.
Yeah.
In Len's model, it's all supply and demand. So
right.
He can print it off from the printer and deliver it.
I don't like that idea, though.
From B to C.
In other words, you're not getting your discount.
Without having a warehouse. It's true, though, Len, isn't it? You don't keep any stock.
You don't have any lying around, then, that you want to get rid of.
No.
Nah.
No, that's not his model. That's not his model. It's a wise model.
Nothing lies around anymore, mate.
Yeah, it's a good idea. No sales.
Do you know what? That bowling painting, I've hung it in the house.
I should hope so.
Not in the shed. I wanted it in the house. And the missus went, yeah, okay. She relented.
Wow.
She said, yeah.
There you go.
Because while it's football related, it's where we both grew up, so even though neither of us were alive to see it, but you know, it's like a link. And she's allowed me a little wall in the hallway, so I've got pictures of the kids in their West Ham kits. And we've got that painting up as well.
Delightful.
Nigel,
yes,
have you finished the kitchen?
No, but the hallway got done.
Oh.
I've been painting the whole ground floor of the house, obviously, because people were going to walk through for at least 30 seconds to get from the front door to the garden where the party was.
Yeah, but you didn't finish the kitchen.
No, none of the kitchen's being upgraded. I'm working my way. I'm finishing off the hallway. So the living room's been done. The hallway's been done. Then I just got to... I will crack on with the kitchen. That's next. I've got two more doors to paint. When I say paint, I do it properly. I sand all the doors down. So Sunday, I did two doors. I had to sand them down, undercoat them, wait for the undercoat to dry, then do the top coat. And I worked out a way to do it, is to take the doors off, take them into the garden, because it was going to be nice, and do all the work in the garden so they dry quicker. And it worked. I was done by 3 o'clock after starting at 9.
Good. Well, I'm having a walk-in wardrobe done.
Yeah. There you go.
You can walk in, but you never fucking get out.
Anyway, let's move on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not DIY.
Can I just point out, listeners, I know we're back, but there's been a distinct lack of Brady out.
Yeah.
Because she hasn't done anything wrong lately.
Can we make sure, people, when you're back next week, remember...
But where is this campaign going? Because Brady's not going anywhere, and she doesn't
really
get... What is your problem with Brady?
The doctors ain't getting 35%, Sean, but it don't stop them going on strike, does
it? Can you think you're... What is this Brady out? Why not... Moyes out, Sullivan out.
They're out as well. All of them.
Tara Warren out. What have you got against Brady?
Try someone else. Don't like them. They run my club bad.
Brady's the top of the tree.
I want them gone.
No, she's not top of the tree.
Cut the head and the body will wither.
She's the
business administrator.
And the problem is actually that I really have is the way the business is run.
Yeah.
Sullivan don't actually, parts of it I can forgive. I can forgive him of buying shit players, forgive him, whatever. I don't forgive them when they screw the fans over constantly. When they put up the price, when they They claim, oh, well, Arsenal do it, you know. Oh, Arsenal charge this. Well, Arsenal haven't put their season tickets up for the over 65s, have they?
No.
No, but West Ham moved it to 66.
I see the FFSA talked about that, obviously.
Yeah. So hold on a minute. So what the business does is they point out, oh, we're only doing what other clubs do. But then they lead the way, and only Aston Villa have done it as well, in raising the age of when you get your pensioners ticket.
Yes,
we know that Nicola Key is an Aston Villa season ticket holder.
She hasn't replied to me.
Even though she looks it, she ain't 65 yet. So it don't really affect her, does it?
Nah.
Yeah, she's not replied yet.
No. Anyway. Don't get me started. Brady out.
Brady out.
Thank you. Next up, we go from the evil witch to a goddess. A Greek goddess, no less. It's Belinda Kakakakitis.
Oh, dearie me. Your friend John Osborne is not very friendly.
No, he don't like you. New season.
You know what he's put on Twitter? An ITK is basically a puppet who only peddles what they're told.
Oh, well,
and Richard Dodds laughed at that. I don't know why Dodds laughed at it.
He said it in a group chat with Dodds he's in. So
there you go.
Have a word.
I'm gonna block John Osborne.
Don't be an
John, but you're not Brady out. John's upset you more than fucking.
No,
John
I'm
Brady
only joking. Is. I'm thick skinned. You know that.
Yeah, I do know that.
Evening peeps. She said, well, we didn't lose our first game. So broke that pattern. That's a lot you're thinking, Bill. So we got one more point after game one than we did last season. Though on a like-for-like basis, we're 2 points dropped and about 4 goals in the goal difference. But anyway, when will Moyes play our new signings? When will they be Premiership ready? Do we know?
Man City game.
Okay.
So I'm hoping James Ward-Prowse goes straight
Ward-Prowse.
In.
Of course he will.
Are there any more to come?
Two.
Two? There you go.
Send back more forward.
Than two, probably.
No, two. Unless more people go.
How many games has Moyes got before he's gone?
Oh, that's one. I know this one.
It's not games.
Six.
It's not games.
All right, I can tell.
Days.
All right, but we can say this, right? So we can say there's 37 league games, right?
Left. Yeah.
And then we can add what round are we going out in the FA Cup?
Third round.
So what's that? That's one.
One game.
So that's 38. Yeah. League Cup.
Nice 40.
How many games on the League Cup?
Oh, no, we've got the...
We'll go to the third round of League Cup as well.
Right, so that's one as well, yeah? Or do we start in the second round in that?
No, we start third round because we're in Europe.
Okay, so that's... That we're up to 39 now, yeah. And now we're guaranteed Europa group
six.
Stage, which is six. So that takes us to 45.
There you go.
45. Oh, you reckon we're going out after the group stage?
Yeah, done.
Oh, but we could drop down then if we finish third.
Say 50.
Yeah, 50. 50. Let's say 50.
I can't do 50 games.
Yeah, 50 games.
I can't do 50 more.
Oh, it'll soon be over. Don't worry.
Well, they only wish me life away. Things are bad enough.
279 days, if you want to look at it that way.
All right, okay. There you go, 279 days. And four, she says, don't you hate transfer season?
Just a little correction. Oh. Not publishing this to tomorrow, so it's 278 days when you listen to this, but if you listen to it later, just subtract the days from the day it was published. Sorry, boring claims.
And Bell finished off, don't you hate the transfer season? Hysterical Twitter fans.
I love it. I love it.
ITKs.
Oh, those
and
jokers.
And then she finishes off, what should I say? Shit stirrers feeding hysterics.
Yeah.
Yeah, God. But that's
now
on a mission from Sullivan.
Yeah.
That's what you are.
I'm a what?
On a mission from Sullivan.
No. Who's Sullivan?
You are. Senior source.
Never heard of the guy. Don't reveal my senior source.
We know who he is.
Who is
it? Everyone knows who he is. Sullivan.
Is it?
Well, it ain't gold, is it? Unless you're having a seance. We're getting Doris out.
How do you know it's not Vanessa gold?
Is anybody there? Anybody there?
Don't even know anything about football.
The picture of Tim Steinen's now up to 61,000. That's just bizarre. It's just bizarre.
Yeah, kitching. Anyway, she loves the show and gives me and Lynn two kisses each.
Thank you.
Cheers, Bill.
Tell you what, Wolves have played really well tonight. They're losing.
Everybody's gone how good Wolves away. I'm telling you, I would love Gary O'Neill at West Ham.
Me too.
I thought he'd done what really happened? Well. Yeah.
Never know.
Oh, there's an invader. There's a pitch invader.
Oh, is he? It ain't.
Is he naked?
Maguire.
Is it? Don't get many streakers nowadays, do you?
It's not just stop oil, is it?
There's no orange.
Oh, right. It's not a West Ham fan, like just stop Maguire.
He was going towards Maguire, funny enough.
Where's he? God. Perhaps it's a Man U fan offering to take him to West Ham.
Yeah, maybe.
Taxi or Maguire.
Was it Erica Rowe?
Yes.
Yeah, well done. That was the rugby. Yeah.
Oh, it was rugby, was it?
Yeah, she liked to drink.
Yeah. I remember Erica Rowe, but I didn't remember it was rugby. I thought it was football. There you go. When was that? That was must be the 80s.
81, I think.
Was it? Wow. How long ago is that? Erica Rowe. She was a handful.
Yeah. No, 1980, I think.
Was it?
Yeah.
Bloody hell. 44 years ago.
Are you mathematician, Sean?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it's only been 43 years since we won a trophy, which that meant to be in, 1980. Anyway.
Oh, 1982 it was, actually. I've just looked it up. January 1982.
It was a cold month.
A rugby match between England and Australia.
Yeah. There you go. I knew it was Twickenham. Yeah. Copper didn't know where to put his hat.
Yeah.
The copper didn't know where to put his helmet, I think was the joke. Yeah. But anyway. Evening, gents, says Spandau Ballet's roadie Matty Kemp. Is Moyes for real when he says it's unlikely we'll sign a striker? I think he is, Matt, to be fair. He suggested Bowen will fulfil that role, but there's a big risk Antonio will leave in this window. Scamacca's gone, leaving Ings and Muamba. Well, you know, beggars can't be choosers. He says, I've not thought about this. He appreciates Cornet. Can pay up front.
Fucking hell. Blimey. If he can fucking stay onside.
Yeah. Yeah, he's injury prone. He's like Mike Small reincarnated. I mean, Mike Small was so bad. My favourite story of him is he went to a reserve game. He weren't playing. He sat down in the stand and a bloke literally shouted out, "You can't sit there, Mike, you're offside."
Yeah, I wouldn't be telling you that one.
And Mike Small just got up. Everybody was laughing and got up and walked back out.
Nigel, I hate to say this, you've got to that age where you're like David Gould. You tell the same story.
Well, it's a funny story.
Over and over again.
It's a funny story.
I got back and my best friend was in the swimming pool.
His dad was in the swimming pool.
No, he was his best friend, wasn't he? In the swimming pool with his wife. His dad had nicked his shares on the same day. You must have heard it 100 times.
Yeah, I don't know.
I can't believe you can't remember that.
Michael Clifford, check out his book coming out soon. It's going to be a great one, and we'll talk to him about it soon. He says, "How you doing, Tanners and out of Tanners? Happy yous are back. Home and away kit shirts. What do we think of the designs? When is the new Ocean Blue third shirt being released?
Ooh.
Why is it called Ocean Blue when it's green?"
Yeah. It's out soon. It's
home kit, Sean. Marks out of 10.
I don't know. I like last year's, and this year's with the bubbles.
Last year's was worse.
No, I quite liked it actually. It grew on me. I'm not got used to this one, like mold. So I'm gonna give it a 5 out of 10 for the home kit.
All right, okay.
What would you do?
Me, I give the home kit blue sleeves, claret body.
No. What are you giving out of 10?
Yeah, so there you go. It gets 7 out of 10. It's
a tradition. What about the shorts?
I don't like the shorts. Ah, but I've twigged it out. I've got a fit. I've got a theory that if you buy the home shirt, but you wear shorts and socks.
Right, I've got you.
Yeah?
You've got a...
You're a full kit wanker.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I've gone traditional, though.
All right. How about the away shirt?
The badge, I struggle with the badge.
No, just give me a number out of 10.
6.
See, I'm going to go...
8 for me.
Yeah, I like it. 8 for me.
Especially without the sponsor on.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I absolutely agree, Lynn. I love
you
that.
You might actually, shirt. That's like, yeah, I might give it... Do you know what? If I could get light blue shorts to go with the white shirt, then I'd be like...
Well, you might like the sea blue. Know.
Well, it does say, he said, when is the new ocean blue
ocean shirt?
It's soon, because... Because
they want money, yeah.
Earlier, who'd seen a picture of it. And,
of course, the Tanners, ocean blue was
2 weeks
shot.
When you've got money in your pocket.
Oh, yeah, you got the inside
that
information
time,
like
that
last
time. Where you want me to make a sale, Nigel, when everyone's got fucking money. Mr. Marketing.
Did you, you got any inside information about the third kit launch, Len, at all, like you did last time?
No, I ain't actually.
Oh. Okay.
It's obviously got nothing to do with painting this time.
Yeah, obviously not. It's probably got to do with golf, for sake now James Ward-Prowse has joined.
Yeah. All right. Is James Ward-Prowse a golfer or something? Because they like did a video of him as a 7.
Well,
they
you know why, though, don't
7
you?
7-iron.
Yeah,
no,
but
I don't.
Why? Because that's his trademark. He does a golf shot when he scores.
Oh, does he?
Yeah,
oh,
that's his trademark goal celebration.
Talking of golfers, next up we go, all right, my handsomes, how you's doing? You old big Darcy, old Wurzel Gummidge, he's back and he's come out of his field where he's been standing and he's gone, and it's a new Dodsy. Brief and to the
Dodsy.
Point, he says. Oh, get your light this, Len. This is brief and to the point, as I feel I am bullied.
Ah,
oh, we was lucky to stay in the
He's had a few yellers.
Yeah.
Did he have a prostitute in Bournemouth, or didn't he say?
No,
he didn't.
No,
so you asked him.
No, I didn't ask him, but anyway, I did send him off, but obviously, I don't have the power, I'd have kicked him out anyway. But there you go.
What's this? Kicked him out of what? 6'2"?
No, the another chat.
What chat?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, so bloody many with him.
Oh,
I
you're
don't
talking
know what,
about
what
WhatsApp thing?
Yeah.
Right, I'm sorry.
It says, although I'm happy to sign Harry Maguire, what does it say that he's on the bench tonight to us West Ham fans? And I'd like to congratulate Dodsy. He actually spelt West Ham as two words as well.
Well done, Dodsy.
So he's learning.
He obviously typed it and didn't fucking...
It means nothing, does it? I mean, being on the bench and not being used means absolutely nothing.
No. He did finish, though, with Brady out, out, out.
Brady out, out, out.
There you go.
Out.
You break the action.
Michael Levy Jr.
Hello, Michael. Oh,
short,
Brady
sweet.
Out.
To the point. Lingard on a free. Yay or nay?
No, Brady out. This.
No, he's not. No.
Lingard on a free. Depends on his wages.
Oh, well, it depends if you can fucking play.
Yeah. Pay as you play.
Yay for me, Mike.
Yay
nay
is long.
For me.
Yay
I've got very, very... I don't like bell ends. I'm not very tolerable of him, and he's a fucking bell end.
Hey,
is
Michael?
He?
No.
He's a soul singer of Tenerife.
You know what I mean. Lingard.
Actually, having seen the safes they've got in the changing rooms that was on the Ironcast podcast, I noticed the other day, and no wonder he had his watch, Nick. Blimey,
there. You know the story they take when they take you around there?
Yeah, what's that?
It was found again, and they never published it. So the Sun ran the story, it was nicked.
Oh, right.
And mysteriously, it turned up.
It turned up,
There were accusations of a certain... No, I'm not going to say.
Is this bloke owe me money?
Huh?
Is this bloke who nicked it owe me money? no longer plays for us.
No, that would be awful.
That would be terrible.
That would be fucking awful. I know. Tell me about it.
Let's just say the watch was found in interesting circumstances. So it just turned up where it shouldn't have been. So it obviously was nicked by someone.
All right. Let's crack on.
Yeah, let's crack on.
Next up is me old pen pal. It's Dave's son, Ted Sexton. How you doing, Ted? Hope you're well, mate. Happy season to one and all, hopefully. With Moyes on a year's contract and supposedly with him awarding four-year contracts out, what is the incentive for the incoming manager having to cope with Moyes' choice? Does Tim have forward-thinking strategy to overcome this? I mean, it has a bit, and that is the thing, isn't it?
Right.
You sign these players, you give them like 3-4 year contracts.
Yeah.
When we're counting down.
Yeah. Oh, breaking news.
Go on.
Live on air from Nicola Key.
Mm-hmm.
Plastic cards. Evening, Sean. Hope you are well. Yes, they will be reactivated unless they've moved or changed price class. Regards, Nick. There you go. This is the podcast that answers the questions that other podcasts can't answer.
There you go, people. Your cards are good. So we'll have to go back and tell whoever it was.
Unless.
I imagine.
I think it was the locksmith, wasn't it? That asked that, was it?
I think it might have been.
Was it Moyes Boys? I can't remember now.
No.
To yours will be all right. Nigel, if you can just try and remember it, eh, mate?
Yeah, no, I remember it. Yeah, it was the locksmith.
Was it?
Yeah.
My mistake.
I'll go back and tell him, and I'll give him the good news and say, you'll have to listen to the podcast to get the answer. Sean told me well. Grant Crossman, your boy, Sester Hammer, another character.
Hello,
evening,
Grant.
Obviously. Good to have you guys back. Is his old Len keeps his blood pressure down tonight. You've been a bit relaxed, haven't you?
Yeah. Plant-based diet, that is.
What activity are you really good at for 60 to 65 minutes, but useless at for 20 to 30 minutes after? Brady out, Sullivan out.
Clickbait out.
Clickbait out. I like that one. Clickbait out.
That's a good question, that.
Yeah. What are you really good at for 60 to 65 minutes, but useless at for 20 to 30 minutes after? Tennis.
Golf, actually.
Golf, well, yeah, actually, yeah. Oh, I'm useless for the first 20 to 30 minutes, and then I'll pick up. Actually, I'm useless for the first 2 hours, and then, like, the back nine, I'm coming back 10 shots better.
Yeah, well, you must be like, better.
Do you play very often?
Twice a year.
Yeah. I just got Finley into first time, took him down a range.
I'm looking to have a golf day.
Has he got any golf clubs?
I've got three spare sets here. And I gave him a set of golf clubs. And he's good at sport, right? He gets on the range and he knocks a ball 220 yards straight as a die. And then knocks the next one straight as a die. He's got this annoying little...
Dad?
To hit a ball.
Oh.
Huh? I can't do that. So I think he's going to be a good golfer, actually, if only someone could teach him golf.
Next up, AR Sean. AR Jen. Someone asked me, I did see a funny thing, I've forgotten what it was. I thought, you know, it was someone on Twitter. He asked them a question and someone went to them. It was Frickslander, the clothing people, and he asked them a question, and they actually called him Sean, which I thought was quite funny. Because obviously, it's not his real name,
Nick.
Is it? It's his AR Sean.
Oh,
yeah.
Or Nick.
We like to call him. Well, I don't know what Sean calls him. Another season of Moyes Ball. I can't wait. Must be the first name, Nick. Half decent performance versus Bournemouth, but definitely two drops. He said, as much as I love Paqueta, you can't turn down 90 million for him. Well, they got to offer it first. To think we could have sales approaching a quarter of a billion in this window is ridiculous. The annoyance, of course, is lost opportunity because we're letting Moyes spend it. Will Moyes ever sign another striker? Of course.
No.
Brady out, Sullivan out, Moyes
Brady out.
Out.
Did you foresee, did it feel like last year when we was losing all them games, all 20 Premier League games, did you think, wow, we've got a multi-hundred million pound midfield? Did it?
No, it didn't. It didn't.
Sure, there must have been a better way of phrasing that.
No, I get what you're saying, like Lucas and Packer Carr. Yeah.
You know, there's 200 million there
Rice,
between
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
Well, there's value the others.
I mean, if Lanzini had a longer contract, mate, there's 20 million of anyone's money.
Yeah.
All day long. 15 million. So,
interesting.
Quarter of a billion
Company's
pounds
house
refilled.
Just flashed up.
Yeah.
West Ham have just paid their loan back to Michael Dell's company, MSD Holdings.
All right. Funny time to do, isn't it? Well, it's because they're not spending the transfer money, Sean.
Well, that, yeah. I think that's the implication. But
would that not be a good move to actually pay it off and actually stop doing it, so we get to keep all our money instead of keep paying 5-6 million a year in interest?
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you.
Yeah,
I'm just having a look how much we borrowed. But okay.
Anyway. Next up, well, while you're doing that, you can have line. Steve, because it's you, cheeky, it's cheeky lines, I'll let it go. I'm not saying he's wrote a lot, but blimey, Sean does shorter articles than what you've put, Steve.
Oh, really?
Anyway, evening, gentlemen, he puts, and Sean. Great to have you back. The summer months without you, my delivery isn't the same. But I hope you've all rested and ready for another topsy-turvy season. But he says, who better to get us through it than you lot? Thank fuck the Rice deal finally got done. But what I find really embarrassing is all the West Ham fans jumping on anything on social media about him doing what he did to us. He's a very clever boy and fooled a lot of our fans with his constant West Ham love. He's went, I weren't taking him by it.
Me neither.
Now he's doing the same at Arsenal and people seem to be getting upset about it. Couldn't give a shit what he achieves in his career now. I support him in England shirt. That's as far as it goes. Next up is the constant wanky shit from the fans regarding Pakatar and Moyes being the reason he wants to leave. I do find that funny. What a dog shit, he said. Regardless of what manager we had in charge, he'd be off in a flash like any other player would. This old West Ham on massive bullshit has gone to the fans' heads, isn't it? Honestly, are our fans that deluded they think we will ever hold on to players when a club like Man City come calling? I couldn't call us a selling club in the last 10 years, but fans seem to be banging that drum again. It's because we had no one to sell, though, to be fair, Cheeks. He says, am I a Moyes fan? Question mark, people. He says, I was on the brink of pushing the button to let him go last season, but he did something no other manager in my lifetime's done. Brackets, that's what I remember. And he's won us silverware. Realistically, who would we bring in if we were to let him go? Not started great for Carrick this season, is it? Good point. Anyway, rant over. I think I'm the only one pleased with the point away. I am. On the first day of the season, think Ward-Prowse would be a great signing. And he also says, shock horror, hoping we can get Maguire sorted out too.
He's easily pleased, isn't he? Fucking hell.
But no Brady out.
All that, no Brady out.
Yeah,
at the
I
end.
Know. Yeah, come on, Jake. Sort it out, son, next week. Next up, it's Ziggy Stardust himself. Mr. Davy Jones.
An alligator.
Someone that will be sitting very close to yourself, shall I point out.
Me?
Yeah, you.
How good is that?
There you go. Isn't it? We can all have a little chin wag on the stairs and everything.
Oh,
else.
Wow.
Who is that?
Ziggy. Ziggy, yeah. On the evening noise. He's not been able to watch the first two games as away on the holidays. All right. So we won't see him then Saturday. But seeing the comments on Twitter, we must be doomed. Still think it's strange old setup with Moyes as stubborn as ever. I'm always the optimist, so I'm thinking if they all play with a shirt with a bit of pride and passion, we'd be all right. He has got a question. He says, have we got what it takes without Rice to do any good in Europe and have a decent league?
Sure.
Brady out.
Brady out.
Brady out. Yeah, I think, Dave, I think we have got it without Rice to, when I say half decent, you know, 10th, 9th spot, I think, is achievable, realistically. And then I think we could have, in the Europa League, we should get out of the group stages. There's a bit of me that does send me want 3rd spot to go back into the conference to have another crack at it.
We've got a bit of the beat, though, this time.
Yeah.
It won't be easy.
Well, no, it won't be easy, but you never know, innit? Mark Flynn, short but sweet, says, evening all. Jesse Lingard, anyone? We covered that. Brady out.
Brady out. Did Mark Flynn need a Delta Chi name? Or have I missed him before?
That's a good point.
Errol?
Errol. Mark Errol Flynn. There we go. Ian Gravett says, evening, gents. He says, cheers for taking the piss out of me last week, Nigel. Anyway, so how is Mr. Moyes going to change his system? We've bought JWP, but we still never cause problems with our corners. Perhaps we will now. And why was Ings brought on? I can't comment. Guess it'll be another few months before we see it. Alvarez. Brady out!
Brady out.
There you go. So, No, it's not. It's weird. Facebook does weird things, but I'm glad we spotted it. It's a friend of ours, Lynn. It's Mr. Joe Cusell.
Oh, Joe.
Here we go. The man with a Z in his name. Evening, gents.
Evening,
he says,
Joe.
I'm so glad I didn't buy the Paqueta painting.
I found that the other day. Funny, wasn't it?
Three empty spaces on the wall it would have been instead of two.
Yeah. I'll let you fill them, Joe.
Yeah. Which is funny. He says, Moyes is still the genius he was from last season. I think that's sarcasm, people. Will we shit ass a Europa League final win? I don't think he's capable of that, Joe. I don't.
Big ass. Never know. Everything might fall easy for us like it did last time. Should have won that last time.
I don't know. I think losing to Frankfurt, who went on to win it, you know, it's funny because obviously I see that obviously you forget when we went out in 81 of the Cup Winners' Cup, Tbilisi went on to win it. You know, there's no shame in being knocked out to the eventual winners, I think.
No.
It was just a notch on their belt. Where is it? Because he never lets us down. It's Dan, 31, 60, 43, 40. 8H. He says, if Moyes is not the future beyond the season, why are we buying his targets and not Steidens?
Well, we're not really. Well, we are, but.
I'll ask silly bollocks. Good. Quetta is the only player in our squad you would pay to see. We'd have said this, actually. Moyes must be getting a stiffy idea of replacing him with McTominay. Everyone out. Well, I got a question.
McTominay is out. He don't want to come to us.
Was the battle between Steidens and Moyes and what type of player we signed, was it real?
No.
Or is it fake news?
Fake news.
Right. In your opinion.
Well, look, I think what people are saying is there's a difference of opinion, right? And football is about opinions. We have different opinions. But that doesn't mean that they're going to have fights and dust-ups. From what I hear from people who have met him, Tim Steidens is a very reserved, introverted, quite quiet person who's quite reflective. And David Moyes is quite an extrovert and very sure of himself and a little bit arrogant.
He's a wanker, I heard. I don't think anyone likes Moyes.
So you're not going to have confrontation between those two. I mean, and look into this, right? Ask your German friends. You're not going to have confrontation face to face, right? But of course, the common theme is the chairman, right? So David Moyes is going to go to Sullivan. And Steiner's going, I don't think you should do that. I think you should. There's no resale value there. So if there's a conflict, I don't think it's a face-to-face conflict. I think it's through the chairman. And that's maybe it's sort of third-party conflict as such. What I was told, and I think I repeated last week, the week before, is both of them were at the awards dinner. They were seen laughing and talking to each other. And not one person who was there and had their picture taken with him actually said, look, Steiner came over with his mobile, pointed to David Moyes and got him to read something, obviously, about a transfer. So the suggestion that they don't collaborate at all is, I think, misplaced and exaggerated. Do they have different ideas on who should sign? You damn bet they do, but that's why we brought him in. But opinions is not conflict, and that's where I think it's been exaggerated by the press. I know you never get a short answer out of me, Nigel.
No, I really regret you asking, to be honest, Nigel.
No, yeah. I must admit, I stopped listening. I couldn't tell you what you said anyway.
Yes,
yeah, I just stopped when you went, no. So that done it for me.
All right, well, okay. All right, we should have said, no, that's enough.
That's enough. There you go.
Yeah, so West Ham have played off their 2001 loan to MSD Holdings. That was a charge against the Rush Green, Chadwell Heath and Little Heath. So it sort of suggests, unless they've taken a new loan out, that maybe they're solvent enough not to need a revolving credit from MSD anymore.
I mean, if ever
you charge about
see,
10%,
like a statement of modern football, you know, when we sold Harry Hooper in like 1955 or 56 to Wolves, you know, we used the money to buy the land and have the new gates installed. So the entrance to the West End that we all knew wasn't there, actually. So the original entrance to the West End was where the car park gates were next to the vicarage. Yeah? And we fast forward now to modern day and we use transfer money to pay off our debt payday loan. I mean, our very thoroughly modern do you want to get?
Yeah. But that's good. You know what? This is
no,
good.
No, I like it. For me, I think you've at some point said, you've got to stop doing it. I have.
Yeah. You've always said. It's like, you know, the people who do rely on payday loans or credit cards. You know, it's clearing.
Have a look over 10 years what we paid insurance. There's an article for you. What have we paid in interest, in 10 years? Keep having these payday loans. If you stop paying them, what would you get back in 10 years? But that is the end.
Yeah. I know that. I tell you, you've just reminded me something. I was listening to our good friend Kieran Maguire on Price of Football.
Yeah, I need to start again. The season started.
So he was talking about Trevor Francis, rest in peace. And
what is Will?
No, he was talking about when he was the largest transfer. My and man. Kieran Maguire and someone else,
it
I can't remember.
It was a quid short, actually.
Well,
it was a quid short.
It was a quid short.
Well, he actually says it was more than that, but let's not get into that. What he's come up with, and I thought of you straight away, Nigel, is an inflation equation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what he said is, in real terms, if you take the retail price index of what loaf of breads and pint of beer and everything, the £1 million would only be worth £6.5 million in today's terms from when Trevor Francis signed for a million.
Mm.
However, using the inflation equation, it's £253 million. Now, I think it would be really interesting, and this is one for you, to look at some of the big West Ham signings in the past and use the inflation equation to work out what they would be worth now.
You're talking to Nigel, you realise that.
Yeah, I know. Or I would do it for you.
Well, I mean, I can tell you what, obviously, I've got information of what we actually played for players back in the day.
And I can do the math.
I mean, start with $5,000 then.
Well, I need to know, obviously, the year and...
1976.
I don't have the inflation. I'm going to have to talk to Kieran because I'm not sure he's even published
1976
it.
1976 would have been about...
What was $5,000?
20 pence.
No, $5,000. So in 1976, we paid $5,000, was it not, for Alan Devonshire?
Yeah.
So...
Anyway, that's...
Who I think, hands down... cost price for a player that we paid for is the greatest ever signing in the club's history.
Oh, there you go. He created for the Athletic. I've created, along with my colleague, Liverpool University colleague, Jason Laws, I've created an inflation calculator for the Athletic that works out how much players cost today based on the original fees. Shearer would have been 222 million.
Right.
But I don't know if he's published this calculator. But let's do it. I think it'll be really interesting.
Yeah, I'm sure there are people that are interested in it.
Maybe you should
knock yourself out.
No, it's just a, you know. It's based on revenues. Okay. It's based on revenues. That basic. Anyway, well, we do look into it. Are we done on question time?
I did say that. Is the end.
Yeah. So, anyway, well, you know, there we go. We're a 2-episode back in the hot seat. I'm afraid I'm away next Monday and the following Monday in Spain. I will take a mic. You never know. I might end up joining, but don't count on it. Nigel, you're not going to be around next Monday either, are you?
I'm starting a new job from next week where I work nights across the country. So I think I will take up Mr. Leonard's offer and we'll do stuff during the day. So you'll still hear from me, just possibly popping in and out of the main podcast. As and when I can.
Yeah. We could just do a podcast called What Sean Did Today.
Yeah.
what do you mean by that?
What Sean tweeted
what
today.
What I tweeted today. What I X today.
Yeah.
Because you're obviously ex-West Ham football. I mean, if X was clever, he would actually drop the E in his name.
Yeah, he would.
Wouldn't he?
He's saying he's not clever.
Yeah, of course.
I'm not saying that. So
it did sound like that to me.
It did sound like that, didn't it? Yeah.
Did you have a go, my friend?
Oh, I see you've credited. Now even you've gone into.
Yeah,
I've got a credit.
He's your
him.
Friend now. Yeah. You can fucking tag him and get more rich on your Twitter.
Are you? Yeah.
Don't think we ain't fucking seen that.
Do you think we're stupid? Yeah. Do you really not think we see hell. Through what you did there?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, really? Just that curious.
Yeah.
All right, let's wrap it up anyway.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
All right.
Yeah.
I've been Sean. Nigel has been...
I'm in my shed.
And Len has been...
sitting here with a neck ache, to be honest.
Yeah. We'll cut this bit. Bye. Yeah.
Bye.
Bobby Moore. More than just a podcast. Bobby Moore. More than just a podcast.
Mom.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.